A conference sponsored by the Rome-based association Save the Monasteries drew together religious, cultural, and academic leaders to focus on religious rights in various parts of the world today. The Bishop of Faisalabad, Pakistan, Joseph Cutts, told us about the challenges facing Pakistani Christians who struggle in an increasingly intolerant environment.
We have reached a stage where we experience an increasing intolerance. Of course, this doesn't come from all the Muslims. But there are certain groups, certain elements, extremists, who have a very narrow interpretation of Islam, who would like to see Pakistan becoming a purely Islamic state. They want to have all Islamic laws. There are, like the Taliban, for example, they say that they don't want democracy. They say democracy is something Western. We would like to see all Islamic laws introduced. We want a theocratic state. So the problem really arises from these extremist elements, which has made life much more difficult for us. We suffered a terrible experience 2 months ago when a mob attacked a Christian locality in a small town called Gojra, where 8 Christians were killed because the houses were set on fire. On the other hand, the government's response was very good, and there was also a lot of sympathy from many good Muslims. But the fact remains that these fanatic elements are a constant danger to us, as a result of which we live in a state of constant tension, not knowing when such an incident will arise again. Or, for example, the blasphemy law, as we call it. It's so easy to accuse somebody of blasphemy. And when that happens, everybody gets excited, and it's like the old, you're wanting to lynch somebody. Well, who is this person? So these kind of things are happening with greater frequency.